Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show. Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome to Lizzie T Radio Show. We have prepared a fantastic show. We have prepared a surprise for all of you this evening. We, believe it or not, we have worked really, really hard for this, and it's here. We have reached over 30 countries all over the world, and my goodness, we have worked hard for this. And here we are. We are so happy and excited and honored that people are listening to us all over the world. And yeah, you heard it right, all over the world. And I always like to take a couple of minutes to thank each one of you, especially people from Australia. So good morning to my Australian listeners. We also have people from South America, Central America. We have people right now from Jamaica, Netherlands, here in Canada, through our 10 beautiful provinces. We have people from the United States who are listening to us. We also have New York, Texas, North Carolina, and Italy. We have brand new listeners from Spain, everyone. This is where our guest is from. And we are so excited and really, really honored that you people that are listening all over the world are here participating and networking with us and talking about your business, your book, your music, your coaching business. And this is what it's all about. Before I bring my guest on, I will read a little bio. Michael is a professional life coach with more than 25 years of experience in helping families improve their family business. He has a life coach company established in Madrid, and he has offices in several cities around the world, cities like Delhi, Amsterdam, and London. Michael is a member of A.D. Valorin. He believes in family and positive thinking, and his favorite self-made quote is, "Money is in your way of thinking, and your family needs money, so how is your thinking today?" Michael and his team are specialized in helping families to change and improve their family business, making them more fun, profitable, and enjoyable. He has worked with Mr. Brown and has successfully helped thousands of families to make their business more successful. As he explained in his ebook, A Tribute to a Great Neo Man. He is very active in a nonprofit supporting actions in India to help poor children and improve their health and study condition. I
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Don't forget that right after my interview with my amazing guest, which is right now calling us from Spain. Oh, my goodness. What a privilege. We will be playing MP3. So we have, as you know, the Lizzie T Radio Show that has been listened to all over the world, loves to support musicians. So if you have a new CD, if you have a new solo that you would like us to play it here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are more than 50% supportive of your music, of your craft. So we will be playing three songs right after the interview. And if you would like us to play your song, send us your MP3. My email is radio@lizt.ca. radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. Don't forget, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and now we are also on YouTube. And if you are in the Toronto area right now, you know that we have a next version of the Lizzie T Radio Show. It's a YouTube channel, so we're doing television. So we love this news of our business, how it's growing, and how not only video, but now radio, and who knows what else. So without further ado, let's all applaud and welcome with huge, huge, warm welcome. As you know, as the Lizzie T Show is all about, Michael, or how they say in Spain, Miguel. Hello, hello, Miguel, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show, all the way, my goodness, from Spain. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for inviting us on your very popular radio show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My goodness, every time I see or I hear somebody from different parts of the world paying interest into the radio show, I am so happy and so surprised. And so let's start a little bit. I'd like to make sure that you are comfortable. Just pretend that you're having a conversation with an old girlfriend. Forget about the radio show. Hopefully you're sipping on a nice drink. And on that note, tell us, what's your favorite drink?
Well, my favorite drink is an orange juice.
There you go. Fantastic orange juice it is. Well, as you know, I always like this question to my guests, just to make sure they're still comfortable here. And I've had everything from piña colada to wine to juices and to lemon water, which is my favorite. This is what I'm drinking right now. And so thank you so much for playing along. So, Michael, other than the business person, I read your bio, and Mike, I'm very impressed. You're a business coach, and as everybody heard previously, but who is Michael? Is he married? Does he have kids? Who is the person?
Well, yes, I'm married. I have two kids. I live here in Spain, and yes, very happy to take this neo-positive approach to this wonderful tribute that we are giving to what we call Biswin, which is born in Spain and with an Indian origin, but we prefer to say neo, which is nacido en España y de origen hindú.
Hello, we're back, and this is the host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. I'm here with Michael, I guess, all the way from Spain, but his origin actually is from India, and he has created a group, which is very, very amazing, and it's called Neo, and he will give us a definition, but I really wanted to know, what is the name came from? How did you come up with this name? Or who invented it?
Well, basically, it was all our team. We were in India talking about how we can help people and how we can help poor people in India. So we said, why don't we just talk to the people born in Spain with an Indian origin, because we thought there's a wonderful generation that is not going to be repeated in the human history. I mean, people emigrated from India, which was the first generation who came from India to Spain. Now, a second generation was born here in Spain, and then their children will be already Spanish in all senses. So in between, there's this wonderful generation, which is born in Spain with an Indian origin. And we said, but in Biswin doesn't sound very well. We wanted to really say it in Spanish. So we created this NEO term, which is nacido en España y de origen hindú. And it's the first time we're giving a tribute. Nobody has dared to give a tribute of this wonderful generation in the world, in human history. And we are going to do it because our main motivation is to explain that they can help.
Wow, what a concept. Love it. And so you guys all together, just kind of, how do we name this? How do we name this? Nacidos en España, born
right.
In Spain, N, E for España, Y is for?
E de origen hindú, nacido en España,
okay.
E, right.
Okay, so it's okay, E, N is for nacido, E is for España, E is the word and in English. Y, I'm sorry, and O is for origin, and H is for Hindu.
H is
love
for
it.
Hindu, yes.
For Hindu, love it. This is fantastic. So, plain words, and now we have a new term, which probably will be in Wikipedia, so we can search this NEO now, and it's made a word, and it's true, and this is going to take off. I can just see it. I can so see it.
Right. The NEO is also, if you look up in the dictionary, NEO is also a new approach. It comes from the ancient Greek, which also means new. So also we are talking about a new positive approach to this economic current situation. So it's a new focus, a new approach, and it's new. It's NEO.
Right. So it has two meanings. Fantastic. Love it. This is great.
Lizzy T Radio Show.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, can you tell us, how did you get involved? I mean, I love to invite to the Lizzy T Radio Show because coaches, as you all of you know, I am very huge in business coaches. The reason is everyone. Every business person, we're talking big guys, Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, every single one of them, they have coaches themselves. That's how they became big, with the help of a coach or somebody like Michael. So how did you became interested in this line of work?
It's a very long story, but basically I've had always this curiosity to motivate people, to help people in business, now we're living a very big economic crisis, I would say economic recession. So, yes, we want to help people since the very beginning. We have helped many businessmen from many countries of the world. And now we are very enthusiastic with this project of NEO Positive to help all the Indian people born in Spain, the NEO people. And there are two e-books in NEO Positive. One is targeted for the NEO woman. And then there's another one targeted for the NEO men to really help them better their business, help them, because basically we don't think so much in business terms, but more that we always say that behind a businessman there's always a person. So basically we are person, people helping people.
Now, this ebook that you have created looks like it helps many, many people around the world. I mean, you have a company that is established in Madrid, but you also have several businesses around the world, Delhi and Amsterdam, London. Now, is this ebook that you created, this book that you have launched, is a product of the, I want to say, challenges that Neo people are suffering because of their originality, where they where they come from.
Right. More than the origin, basically, it's really a wonderful challenge that we are taking, and it's a tribute, because it's a tribute to this the Neo people. Basically, we have a lot of charity programs, actions in India. We have a blog, very popular blog, called kilmashkri.org, and we have associations with many non-profit organizations that are really doing wonderful things in India for poor people. So we thought, why don't we bring up this challenge, and we have created what we call the Gratitude Challenge, and it's all very explained in our webpage called neopositive.com, where we approach this very specific, wonderful people who are born in Spain with an Indian origin, what we call the Neo.
Now, it looks like you've invested a lot of time and a lot of dedication for this book and also for the challenge. Now, you are in the media, you are TV, radio, all over the world. What do you think this is going to accomplish? What is the purpose of this? What is your target? I mean, there's got to be a huge background in regards to what you're doing.
Right, perfect. The tribute is basically the purpose behind this are basically two main objectives. One objective is to motivate people to help poor people in India. Basically, is this internet can help everybody to accomplish their goals, so that we have our goal to help poor people in India, but also many Neo businessmen, many men, they are concerned, they are worried about their business. So we just had this new approach of saying, okay, instead of going out and saying to people, why don't you help people, poor people in India, why not just say, okay, our company is going to help people to transit, to change, to better their business. And hopefully, by just giving and giving and giving free tips to this born in Spain with Indian origin people and businessmen and women and men, maybe someday, hopefully, they in return help poor people in India. So basically, is a challenge, but at the same time, is a response to what we are facing worldwide, which is this economic recession. That's why we have also a challenge that is say that nobody will read the word crisis. Nobody will read it. So, you know, many people, many media, newspapers are talking all the time negatively about this crisis. So we want to have a very positive approach towards it.
Fantastic. And I love, Michael, the positivity that you have towards this challenge. And do you believe, have you read, and I assume that you have, because it sounds like you're well wrong when it comes down to giving and giving, and that's for the challenge that you've posted and that you are spreading. I mean, this gratitude, love, this giving and giving. Have you read the book Think and Grow Rich, or Napoleon by Napoleon Hill, what's the other book that I'm looking about? The Power.
There's one very interesting book that we are suggesting, which is called The Gratitude Effect by John DeMartini. John DeMartini was one of the co-authors of the worldwide known book called The Secret. So John DeMartini worked specifically the gratitude. So gratitude is one of the main things that we will be working in Neo Positive and all this Neo Positive project. That's why we call it the Neo Gratitude challenge, which is everybody who is born in Spain with Indian origin, whether you are a man or a woman, you can join this gratitude challenge just by entering in neopositive.com, and you can just express your own gratitude sentence, and you'll get your tribute of recognition, because this born in Spain with inner origin have had different experiences. It has not been easy for them to have born in Spain, but also they had the Indian culture. So we want to recognize this, and at the same time try to work the gratitude. So we think by practicing gratitude every day, you can finally change your focus and redirect your business and your family and your life.
Now, I find that, actually, you mentioned as a secret, so this is perfect, perfect. And I am a true and a huge believer in that as well, Michael. It's very, very important. Now, I'm going to ask you about the success rate that you've had. As a coach, as a business coach that you are, you probably can give me many testimonials of people that you've helped, and it's definitely they have better their life, they're better their business because of it. But I wanted to ask you, I was looking through your website, and I saw, and I love it that you have in French and English and in Spanish. Who is Vasantini, the old Cindy?
Right. That I love this question. We have created this fictitious character, which we have called Vasanti All Sindhi Negative. Basically, as in all cultures, not only the Indian or the Spanish culture, but in all cultures of the world, there's always this negative tendency, this negative energy, and then you have on the other side the positive energy. So in our ebook, Get Your Tribute, we explain very in depth about why to have a positive approach will help eventually the person and the family, because everybody needs to be better, to feel better, to have a better business. But I think since Lehman Brothers fell down, and since, 2007, 2008, there's a negative tendency, there's a negative way of approaching this economic recessions, and people are feeling down, they feel sad, they say, I can't change my business. I do want to change my product line, but I cannot. So, in our ebook, Get Your Tribute, we explain very well what approach we are going to have. This is going to be specifically 7 years of tribute to changes, not only to tribute to the Neo, nacido en España y de origen hindú, but a tribute to precisely all this. I mean, changes. Everybody's facing changes in their businesses, in their lives. So we are having a positive approach towards this by giving small tips, practical tips, about how to slowly, slowly change your business and change your life.
Beautiful. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are, my goodness, we have a guest for you. You know how I am. All about positive thinking. Try to get negativity out of your life. Don't watch news that will give you negativity. Try not to fight with your family or your kids. It's hard, isn't it? And here we have somebody all the way from in Europe, but we're talking Spain, everyone, that is here. We're so privileged and honored talking about exactly one of my Fortes, one of my greatest love, really. I follow the book, Love, Napoleon Hill. And this is all about positive thinking, everyone, and being able to share with the world what you can. I mean, I'm not talking about everyone monetary given. I'm talking about things that you are able to give. Very little things, very simple things. His name is Michael, and he is with Neo Gratitude, and there is a website which I wanted to make sure that he tells you properly. And also, if you have comments for us, please. I know sometimes I get a little behind with answering the email. Just make sure that you do email me if you have questions for Michael. The email is radio@lizt.ca. So very easy. Radio, because we are a radio show, the S symbol, LIZT Canada. And Michael will also give us his email, phone number, a 1-800 number that he might have, or and also his website. So, Michael, I find that is very interested how you collaborate with women on the on your movement, and I wanted to know why it's so special to have the consideration to have the contribution from women. In many cultures, it's all about the guys, but it's not your case. Can you talk about that?
Right. We talk about women and we talk about men. Basically, we believe in family. You know, in India, family is very important. So we have been in India. All our team have been in India for many, many, many times. And we have seen a lot of poor people. And that's why we want to really help these poor children, poor people in India, because it's something that is our passion to help, basically. Now, we want to give a tribute to the Neo Woman in Facebook. So we have this new Facebook page, which is called Yo También Soy Neo Agradecida, which is mean I am also a grateful Neo Woman. Everybody can see and browse that Facebook page, not only women but also men, but it's specifically targeted towards the Neo Woman. Now, for the Neo Men, if we think that the Neo Woman is a special creature of God and nature, The Neo Man is basically the king of the house. So, we want to also give a positive approach to the Neo Man, especially those Neo Men who have a new business idea, who say, yes, I want to contribute to help my family to come out of this negative way of thinking. So that's why we also give a tribute to the Neo Man in our ebook, which also can be downloaded from neopositive.com. And the ebook is for the Neo Man, which is called A Tribute to a Great Neo Man. I would like to say that all these both ebooks are absolutely free, and all Neos can, you know, go on to the website neopositive.com and freely download the ebooks.
So the website, everyone, is neopositive.com. So it's spelled neopositive.com. Now, I will have the website right underneath my fan page, which is Facebook /LizzieRadio. And when when you see the radio button, you can listen to this show anytime, and there will be a link right underneath to the website, and you will be able to have any of your questions answered, and you will be able to hopefully hook up with Michael here all the way from Spain.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
And my goodness, I can't believe time is flying by here at the Lizzie Radio Show. We have with us right now Michael, all the way from Europe. My goodness, one of my dreams is to go and visit Spain, and it's going to be on my to-do list. Actually, it is. I have to make sure that bucket, my bucket list, get filled up, and some places I've already had crossed off, and Spain is not the one yet, but I know that once you have the desire, once it's on the bucket list, things check off pretty quickly and they get done. I mean, it's that simple, and that's part of the secret. Also, Michael, I wanted to ask you, there are people listening to us all over the world, and they're wondering, well, is it only for Spain? I mean, I am Indian origin. I am here in Canada. I am an Indian origin, but I am in Africa. Could they also get involved?
Yes, yes, they can. You know, we always say that to help, we always say that to help poor people, poor children in India, you don't have to be of any of certain nationality. I mean, we are all creatures of God. We can help people irrespective of which nationality or where we were born. But we are specifically giving a tribute to the Neo, nacido en España y de origen hindú, because we consider that by giving free tips about their business, they can finally, today, tomorrow, in the future, they can get this motivation and they can get emotional and they can say, okay, I want to help my people from my motherland. Now, the reason we are approaching this is because we have this big faith that they will finally help people in India. So that's the reason we are trying to do this specifically for NEO. And also we have studied very in depth the current situation of the business in the Indian business in Spain. I think there's a lot of to be done. There's no any single web page in internet in the world that has tried to give free tips, and I think we wanted to cover this by giving free tips, very funny, very interesting, and very short, very brief, about how to slowly, gradually change your business. So it's not only about, oh, go and think positive and let's think positively, but it's also what we call a practical transit. So it's a positive tribute, but it's a practical transit. As we are very specialized in the Spanish economy, in the Spanish business, and we have studied thoroughly the business of the Indian people in Spain, so I think we can help in this sense.
And if you're listening right now, if you've heard some of it, don't worry, this is recorded. You will be able to play it along later on. And also, if you have any questions for me or for Michael, just make sure you visit his website, is neonpositive.com. As he mentioned just now, he has great tips, and it's so true, Michael. Nowadays, you sign up and you might get something for free for a little while, and then all of a sudden, well, if you want to continue to get them, this is not the case, everyone. This is businessmen, just like Michael, who is a life coach with more than 25 years of experience helping families and their business, himself putting this together with a group of people, and they're given great, great tips to help your business. If you're struggling in your business, you can visit neopositive.com, and there's tips there to help you out. Now, I wanted to make sure also,
yes.
Can you share, if there are people listening, which they are all over the world, and perhaps they want to get in touch with you for your coaching business, what is your website?
Right. Yes, anybody can contact us, not only me, but all our team. We have a lot of qualified people prepared and ready to help. So, yes, anybody can write to the following email address, which is, it's a Spanish email address, which is contacto@neopositive.com. The email address is also available in our webpage. So, yes, everybody is invited to send us emails, to send us inquiries. In fact, we have one of our ways of helping people is on Tuesdays. We have what we call the mysterious asker. Now, the mysterious asker is because many people are afraid or, let's say, feel shy to put their names when they ask. So they can even ask with their nickname. I think this is something new, so that many Indian businessmen, born in Spain with Indian origin, this wonderful generation, they do want to change their business, but they feel a bit shy to give their name, so they can give their nicknames, and we can bring out every Tuesday questions, real questions coming from real neo people, neo men, businessmen, so that we can slowly change the focus, change the way of thinking towards business and towards life.
Now, you are a business coach yourself. This is what you've been doing for 25 years. So what is your business coach name? What is your company name?
Right. Our company name is called Ad Valorem, and it's a company that has been giving all this coaching tips, and we have even a lot of experience, as we said before, in different countries. And yes, we are specialized in this. Now, we are also very enthusiastic to help people, help poor people in India. So we have made all this mixture, so that it was one idea that we came with to help the neo people.
Now, one question that I always like to ask my guests, and you are now going to be the exception, Michael. One, somebody is starting a new business, and they're finding issues, they're finding walls that are just, they can't go through, whether they have an idea, whether they've been in business for a couple of months, maybe a year. I find that once the person is over the hump of 1-2 years, the business is usually stable. What would you say to my listeners right now? Maybe one tip to keep them going, and maybe they're writing a book as well, or maybe they wanted to be a musician, a singer, and there's always something. Like somebody says something, and they back off, and they realize maybe I shouldn't be in business for myself. What would you say to my listeners? One word of encouragement, maybe something that you've learned in the past via your culture. I'd love to hear what you have to say for my 10,000 listeners.
Right. The only thing I would say is just practice gratitude. It's the only thing that I can say. They can look at their children, they can look at their kids, their family, and they can say, well, I don't know, many of these businessmen, maybe they have not been in India. I have been personally in India, as I said before. I have seen really poor people. And I think here in what we call the developed world, and in Europe, in the USA, I mean, in the developed world, we have absolutely everything, you know. So many times we just complain, we worry, we get stuck, and that's because we are not really practicing gratitude. So that's why we are going to have this 7 years tribute to changes, but the very first 1.5 to 2 years, well, always till all the 7 years, but especially in the beginning, we are going to talk in Facebook all the time about gratitude. I think it's the only way.
Fantastic. You know what, Michael? I have heard everything the last 2 years that I've been in the radio show. And I have to confess that this is the very first time I hear so much someone talking so much about gratitude. And it's so true. We had last week celebrated here in Canada Thanksgiving. Dia de Gracias, I think you guys have
right.
That too. And it's amazing how people just kind of concentrate on having the turkey and getting together, having as much food as possible. But really, what I do with my family is just we go out for walks. We do not have big dinners. We do not buy the turkey. We just go for walks,
right.
And we are thankful for the air that is out. We are thankful that we can see the trees. We are thankful that we are able to breathe. We are thankful that we can walk, because some people can. Thankful that we can have hands so we can put foods in our hands. And it's interesting how I thought that I was the only one in the world that thought that way. But I'm so happy to hear that there are people in the world that think that way, because I also have been to
right.
A third world country, and I also have seen kids starving and kids not having
right.
Not even a pair of shoes and their little feet.
Exactly.
And so I know this
yes.
This is South America we're talking about, though, but it's still, there is many places in the world that are exactly the same thing. We have the extreme. We have people that have way too much and they complain. We have people that have enough. They're not starving. They're able to dress. They still complain. And I love what you said. The greatest tip that anyone has given us here at the Lizzie T Radio Show is be grateful, have gratitude. And I know that sounds simple, maybe corny, but it's what drives you, everyone. This is what will help your life, your business, your spiritual life. It's integrity. People will value, they will see that. And business will come your
way. Right. I agree with you. And you were mentioning the Thanksgiving Day, but also in India, we have what we call the Diwali. Now, we are just at the doors to have the Diwali of 2014. And yes, I would say not only say thank you in Diwali or in Thanksgiving Day, but say thank you every single day. Always feel this gratitude every day at every second. And this is what we're going to talk about, especially in Facebook. And yes, slowly, one can really change his or her focus just by giving gratitude.
It's so true. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, what a show. I am shocked if you are saying that this is not one of the best shows ever.
Lizzie,
and we're coming out. We are coming. My theme music always tells me what I need to do next. I know we are playing the songs. Don't worry, for all of you that submitted your MP3, we are playing your songs today. Not to worry. I know that you need that little bit of extra exposure, and here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are supporting you 150%, as long as PR rated. My kids listen to my show, so I want to make sure that they're able to like the songs that you send us. And I want to be able to thank my sponsors as well. This show cannot be possible by the sponsorship of NatureNova.ca. NatureNova.ca. And also we're being sponsored by, thank you so much for sponsoring my show today. And thank you again for listening. I wanted to make sure that Michael, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show and sharing with us.
Thanks to you. Thanks to all your team. And I will just finish by saying one thing. If you have not been in India, or I would say to anybody who has not been in India, I would really suggest to go to India. And when you come back, you would really have an absolutely different approach.
And it's so true, everyone. If you do have a dream, because it will change your whole mentality, and this is another place on my bucket list that I really, really wanted to make sure that I accomplish. I check it off before I die. On our musical section of the Lizzie T Radio Show, today we have Sorrentis all the way from New York. We also have Edmund, which is a beautiful singer from here, from Ontario, Canada, and from Toronto, Canada, rather. And also we will be playing a surprise. Our last song is a surprise. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Thank you for being part of this amazing network here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, all the way from Toronto, Canada. Thank you again for my sponsors for being sponsoring the show. And if you have any questions or any comments, please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, also on YouTube. And my email, again, is radio@liz.ca.
Calling all realtors and entrepreneurs. Are you looking for a meaningful way to expand your business? If so, join us on November 5th at the Pearson Convention Center in Brampton to hear Kevin O'Leary deliver a game-changing keynote presentation. He's going to be talking about how to expand your business in a meaningful way, how to increase your sales, and sharing his specific strategies on really growing your business and brand in 2014. Visit www.realtorinvest.com to learn more about this exciting event.
So many words broke down. Learn from the experts, social media, list building, and online marketing strategies, Constant Contact, Bing, CANAD, and Measure Marketing Presence. Stride E, a digital marketing conference, is happening on October 28th at the Holiday Inn, Trafalgar in Oakville. Tickets are only $10. Visit us at www.stride-e.com.
Про що мені не треба, коли здається, що і ти. надії вже нема. І опускаються додолу мої руки. У мене за спиною є міцна жива стіна, що не віддасть мене на жодній муці. Ти вітер, що розправив крила, володар. Серця ти і тіла у тобі. Моя міцна сила, ти долі зна, ти отаман. Ти мій герой, пишаюся тобою, мій герой. Мій захисник покою.
Calling all realtors and entrepreneurs. Are you looking for a meaningful way to expand your business? If so, join us on November 5th at the Pearson Convention Center in Brampton to hear Kevin O'Leary deliver a game-changing keynote presentation. He's going to be talking about how to expand your business in a meaningful way, how to increase your sales, and sharing his specific strategies on really growing your business and brand in 2014. Visit www.realtorinvest.com to learn more about this exciting event.
Surrounds me.
Learn from the experts, social media, list building, and online marketing strategies, Constant Contact, Bing, CANAD, and Measure Marketing Presence. Stride E, a digital marketing conference, is happening on October 28th at the Holiday Inn, Trafalgar in Oakville. Tickets are only $10. Visit us at www.stride-e.com.
Calling all realtors and entrepreneurs. Are you looking for a meaningful way to expand your business? If so, join us on November 5th at the Pearson Convention Center in Brampton to hear Kevin O'Leary deliver a game-changing keynote presentation. He's going to be talking about how to expand your business in a meaningful way, how to increase your sales, and sharing his specific strategies on really growing your business and brand in 2014. Visit
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show.